Well, thank you for having me tonight. It's certainly the biggest crowd I've had so far in this campaign. It's a beautiful building. I came here early to make sure that I could take a look around and see this building. It's very beautifully done. Anyway, my first job, back in the 40s, there was a polio epidemic in Baltimore, and my parents weren't too keen on it, so they bought a house at the beach in Rehoboth for us to get away from the epidemic. And when I got to be around 13, I think 13 or 14, I think my mother decided that it's time for me to do something productive instead of hanging around the house all the time and going to the beach, which I didn't have any problems with. But anyway, she got me a little job at a at a little diner in Rehoboth. I would go there in the morning. I'd walk there, and I would pick up all the receipts from the waitresses, and then the roll from the scroll from the cashier. And then I would take them home, put them on my mother's bed, and check them all, making sure that they're all accurate. It took about 3 hours. Then I would walk back and give them to the boss there, Mr. Moore. And he would give me 2 quarters. I got 50 cents every morning. Now, 50 cents doesn't sound much, but for a little 13-year-old kid, that meant I could go to 2 movies and play 2 pinball machines. So for me, that wasn't too bad. Or I could get a hamburger and a milkshake. But more importantly, it was an opportunity to take a path of independence from your parents and become a productive citizen in the world. It was a small job, but for me, it was the sense of importance that somebody trusted me with all these receipts and everything, and the results from it had a good impact on me. I think every 13 or 14-year-old kid could have a part-time job like that. I think that helps them enormously. I'm not going to get into politics because I was told not to, but that's what this young... I think that's what Baltimore needs for a lot of these young kids, is not so much the money, but it's the opportunity to get a sense of responsibility and to grow up with it. One of the things I got there was my Social Security. In those days, that's when you got your Social Security number, so I had to fill out an application for Social Security. And then about 40 years later, I took a tour of Social Security, see what they're doing over there. And they asked me, do you want to see your application? And they took a fax, and there was my application back there in 1953, the same thing. So it's a wonderful start to become a productive citizen in the United States and to make some money, too, and to get the confidence that you can do that. So that was my first job. I hope I don't have a last job, although I hope maybe the mayor might be my last job, but we'll see. Well, thank you very much for having me.